Electric Sisterhood, podcast episode number 272. I want a fluffy muff for Christmas. Electric Sisterhood, home of the best.
The fucking best.
Girl gaming, tech gadget, and anime podcast. I am Ninja Sister.
And I am Pandalicious.
Happy after Thanksgiving awesomeness with food and family and drinks.
Happy survival of Black Friday.
Yeah, that too. And happy Cyber Monday.
Cyber Monday.
Not that kind of Cyber Monday.
No.
I mean, it could be that kind of Cyber Monday, but for most people, that's not the kind of Cyber Monday that they're having.
It should be.
They're shopping, not sexting.
Why can't you do both?
Because you have to be dedicated to your sexting, and you have to be dedicated to your shopping. You can't have two mistresses.
Yes, you can.
Have you not watched the K-dramas? What happens when you have two mistresses? Everybody ends up alone and somebody gets hit by a car and in a coma.
I don't know which K-drama you've been watching, but I want to watch it.
It's good.
Okay.
So anyway, in celebration of survival of Black Friday.
Or what I like to call Friday.
Or what Panda calls Friday. And honoring Cyber Monday, which Panda is disappointed that it's not that quote unquote.
No,
cyber.
For me, it's italicized Cyber Monday.
and all the shopping that goes around with it. We are now officially in the shopping season. Because now, hey, Santa went running down the Macy's Day Parade. That's like
the gauntlet. He showed up 10 minutes fucking early this year.
Hey, Santa is punctual, if nothing else.
No, it upset my whole flow. Granted, I only got to watch half of it thanks to Eshmom and her K-dramas on fucking Thanksgiving.
I'm this close to actually creating Save the Drama for Your Mama and making her do K-drama reviews. I'm this close.
She wouldn't know how to say half the... She doesn't know how many series she's watched.
I know, that's what's awesome about it.
Like, well, there was this one with the... Oh, wait,
and there was there was this other guy, and they were with this girl, but the mother didn't like it.
It's like, that seems to be the premise of all the K-dramas.
Yeah, pretty much.
Anyway.
But it works. It's like Shakespeare. Okay, everything is pretty much a Midsummer Night's Dream in melodramas. This one loves this one, but this one doesn't love that one. But this one wants that one to love them, so they start plotting. And then there's usually some bumbling idiot that messes something up, and the truth comes out. It's a Midsummer Night's Dream, dude.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, skinned a little bit differently. But that's cool. That's all right. We're not here to talk about dramas today. Well, it could be dramatic. If you're out shopping amongst the people. See, I don't go shopping on Black Friday. And I do Cyber Monday. The shopping Cyber Monday. Because I prefer to shop through the internets. I shop so much through the internets, I don't need my credit card to actually make a purchase. I know the numbers by heart. Including the security code, as well as the number to call if that sucker gets jacked. It's all up
happen,
in the brain
happen
case.
To you often?
No, but it's a good number to know. Because if the card gets stolen, you can't look on the back of the card to call the number. Now, can you?
No.
Gotta think ahead.
Okay.
Dude, are you stretching out the arms of my...
Sorry, I'm cold and I'm tired. Can't you tell?
Did you really just do that right now?
Yeah.
You really just did that. And you really just stretched out the arms of my...
What? I'm sorry. I want a muff. That's what I want for Christmas, is a hand muff to put my hands
in. You want a fluffy muff for Christmas? That's what you just said.
Yes.
You heard it here, folks. Pandalicious wants a fluffy muff.
For my hands.
to put her hands in. For Christmas. You're digging deeper.
That's what they're called.
This episode is actually dedicated to shopping. Specifically, shopping for your nerd and your geek. So this is... our gift-giving guide. What we recommend and what we would want to get as gifts if we didn't already have most of what's on the lists, actually.
Yeah.
After looking at your list and looking at my list, I'm like, you know, there are very few things that are on your list or my list that we don't already have. But it's true. These would be the things that I would give. And then we have some suggestions on some stuffers and, you know, the stuff that you give acquaintances because, you know, you should do that, like, sometimes, maybe, like, a little bit. So while Panda's on the internet researching Muff, I'm going to actually start talking about my list. So what we did, since we are the Girl Gadget Anime Game.
Oh, my God. They are called hand muffs.
That's because you searched for hand muffs. Now, if you look for hand muffle, or you look for muffle, oh, look, hand muffler.
They're called muffs and mufflers.
Yeah, but guess what? I'm pretty damn sure, and people of the internets, please feel free, chime in on our Facebook and let us know. I'm pretty sure that muff is short for muffler.
Doesn't matter. It is still the hand muff.
And what's important is that you said that you want a fluffy muff to put your hands in.
Yes, a hand muff.
That's not what you said. You said you wanted a muff.
Yeah.
You wanted a hand muff.
For my hands. What else would I use the muff for?
Well, I mean, there's all kinds of uses for the muff.
Yeah.
Exactly. This is where I'm going. That's what you said.
You have a bad mind.
So let's go back. Since we are a gadget, game, and anime podcast, and that's pretty much what we talk about on our website, we decided to pick some things from each of those categories. Basically, we picked our top thing of what would be a great gift-giving thing for those topics. And that's what this episode is about today. It's about giving.
I like to give.
And it might be a little bit about getting, too. Because I'm sure these are some things that you would like to get as well.
You like to get stuff.
Who doesn't like to get stuff? I like to get free samples of food at the mall. Because you don't always want to commit money to stuff because you don't want to pay for it and be like, ugh,
Do you walk by the Chinese place and be like, yeah, I'll try that chicken that I've tried 18 billion times? Sure.
I don't take the chicken all the time because if it's a chicken that I've had, I don't take the chicken. So if they're testing like a new chicken or they're doing something different like the light General Tso, I will taste that. But if they're just like, yeah, sweet and sour chicken, I'm like, no, I've had sweet and sour chicken. I've had your sweet and sour chicken. I'm not going to take samples from somebody who, you know, hasn't. That's just rude.
Oh.
But if, like, the pizza place is like, we've got a new pepperoni, I'll take a
There's no
of that.
Such thing as new pepperoni.
I know, there's no such thing as new pepperoni. It's all pretty much the same pepperoni. Sure, you might put an extra spice in there. It's called pepper. But, anyway, back on track. So, I'm going to start first, and let's say, kick it off with gadgets.
Okay.
Because we haven't had a bunch of gadgets to talk about recently, but the gadgets that we have talked about, I think, are really great gifts that you could give for your gamer and for just your nerd in general. So, first up on my list under gadgets is Apple TV. And of course, you're saying, Ninja, you love the apples. You have the apples. Apple. Yes. I am a fan girl. Boy. Girl. But with good reason. And the Apple stuff that I have, I absolutely love. But the thing that I love out of all of them is my Apple TV. And here's why. One, it's cheap. The Apple TV is $100. It takes up a small, small footprint. It's barely 3 inches in diameter, which is fantastic because it's very easy to set up into your home system and tuck away and it not really get in the way of anything. It connects to your Wi-Fi network if you're not familiar with it. And what the Apple TV allows you to do is it allows you to stream content, either content that you rent through the iTunes store or content that already exists in your iTunes library, and stream that content to your TV. That includes your music, your videos, both music videos and movies, as well as your photos that are in your photo library, or if you're using iCloud, are part of your photo stream. But the reason why I really love this, not just because I'm an Apple fangirl, is because it's a great get-together device. What's phenomenal about the Apple TV is your friends can come over, and from their iDevices, iPhone, iPad, computer running iTunes, whether it's a Mac or a PC, they can actually stream content from their device, as long as they're on your Wi-Fi network, to your Apple TV. So this is a great, you know, get-together movie night type of device, because instead of having to buy all kinds of movies, you can make one person responsible for bringing the movie, either having it synced to their phone or having it synced to their iPad or to their computer, you know, their laptop if they're coming over. And different people can stream their content, so it's a great sharing device. Panda can come over with her phone and be like, oh, I just got this new song. And rather than me having to look it up on YouTube, which YouTube does exist on the Apple TV, so you can bring that content down, as well as accessing your Netflix, which is great. It's a nice little multimedia device. She can actually share and stream that song without having to put in her iTunes password, just connecting to my network through AirPlay, can then play it through my sound system on my TV. And so it's a great little sharing device, and like I said, fantastic for movie nights. You know, different friends over and have different people be responsible for bringing the movie, so you don't have to dig out DVDs all the time and switch discs. You can just keep running things. I think that it's a great gift for anyone that is, you know, looking to add to their media center or just wants to be able to watch some of their iTunes content on a TV in another room, which is great. So you can put one on your kitchen TV or in your den TV and be able to get that content at any point in time over your network. So I highly, highly recommend it. It's a great gift, you know, especially if you're looking to fool your girlfriend or anything, because it comes in such a small box. You could almost make it look like jewelry.
Ooh.
And then you'd be like, oh, it's streaming media for everybody. Yay. So that's my first gadget.
I only really have... Well, I've got a lot of gadgets that all kind of join to one really awesome gadget.
Do they form like Voltron?
Yes.
Which, by the way, I have to say, I don't know if anybody else is aware of this because I was messing around in the Xbox dashboard the other day just because I felt like screwing around a little bit before I jumped into Saints Row. And I was looking at all the different things in the marketplace for avatars. And did you know that there are Voltron avatar pieces in the marketplace?
No.
No, because they haven't made the big front panel thing, but if you go into all items by name, way at the end of the list is Voltron. You can actually have a Voltron costume for your avatar, or just the head, or the costumes of each of the individual pilots.
Are you serious?
I'm serious.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Where was that?
I don't know.
I'm like, what's up with that? You can also have as a prop the sword, and you actually do the blazing lion thing where you put your hands together and then you pull them apart and the sword comes out.
Get out.
I'm so serious right now.
Shit.
I know. I know. I was like, why didn't you tell the nerds? The nerds would want to know.
Maybe there's a small niche of Voltron nerds that are on the Xbox.
No, pretty much. If you're a nerd, you know about Voltron.
Yeah. Even I know about Voltron.
This is what I'm saying.
Anyway.
I mean, it's not like they have He-Man or She-Ra avatar items, but they got freaking Voltron. It didn't tell anybody.
I wouldn't have wanted a She-Ra anyway.
Well, I like the little purple cat that she
anyway. Wrote. So, I mean, I've talked this particular item up before, but I only talked about the headset before.
Mm-hmm.
So, also kind of a side plug back to Saints Row the Third. They did...
side plug.
Yeah. So if you got the special edition of Saints Row the Third, you actually got a pair of A40s from Astro.
Wait, those were A40s? I didn't think they were A40s.
No, they are A40s.
No, I thought they were just like a regular headset.
Nope, they were the A40s. And they were two.
Why they need another set of A40s?
And, yeah,
even
I know.
They were purple.
Or blue. And they were two custom sets. Based on the only A40s you can actually get in the Saints Row universe.
Right.
So one was actually representative of the Saints, and the other one was representative of the Deckers, which was kind of a hacky gangster group, like a gang
media. They were
hackers.
An internet gang of hackers.
Hackers, more or less. And hacklers and flamers and you name it, they were probably in the Deckers. But I actually just want to go back one step backwards and just talk about Astro gaming headsets, period. Because I have your A30s,
yep,
which are the smaller version, so obviously they're not the same ones from the Saints Row game, but...
they're just as good, dude.
Yes, exactly.
Hey, my hand-me-downs are awesome.
I'm not saying
that. I'm
stuff.
Just saying that for the people.
But I'm just saying because I can't speak for experience of my actual experience with a pair of A40s because I do not have them.
It's
have
the same experience except that they cancel smaller. Noise. No, yeah. The A40s are larger, so they cancel out noise a little bit better because you have some additional padding that you can put in between the plates. but they have a little bit better fidelity, I find, than the A30s, but not a lot. But yeah, it's the sound dampening, which if you're doing tournament play, you absolutely want.
Yeah.
The A30s are great for all-around use.
Yeah. So I mean, but I'm talking about the A40s only because there's a lot more things that you can customize on an A40 pair than you can on A30. And I can't stress
what it. What do you mean?
Well, because, like, the game ones, the special ones that they release with bundles and stuff, those ones are far more custom than the plates you can put on your A40s.
There's only a few that have...
That do that, but they do have those.
That have specific colors that they're plated with.
Whereas, you know, the A30 is pretty much all black, all silver, or mine that are, like, silver on the sides with a dark silver top.
Yeah, but the ones that you have were custom ones because they were with the Metal Gear Solid bundle.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Which they were showing.
And then they, I think it was, like, 2 or 3 months after they sold those bundles, they made silver a permanent color for the A30s because they weren't originally.
So
just like some of the colors that are now available, the MLG red and blue were not originally available on the A40 set.
But regardless, I wanted to talk about the A40s because I actually kind of think I'm having issues with my A30s because they're slipping off of my head. I've adjusted them, but like I'll game for a while and all of a sudden they'll start to slip a little bit. And I mean, looking at the A40s, it looks like it has a good sturdy, you're not going anywhere.
No, they slip.
They do?
Okay. Oh, it's because of the texture of our hair.
Yeah, I'm sure.
So I have to actually rock mine a little bit to the back.
Okay, then maybe I'll just have to do that.
Because especially if I'm sitting forward a lot, because I don't have a lot of thickness, because right now my hair is relaxed for the top band, that it doesn't always make connection with the foam that's on the bridge. I'm sure that's the same thing that's happening for you on the A30s.
Probably.
But the grip is definitely different on the A40s, I will tell you, just from using the A30s and going to the A40s. They are a tighter clench on the head. Like, I definitely feel that the A40s pinch my head more than the A30s do. That's actually one thing I don't like. Because after a while, if you don't have them really adjusted properly on the top of your head, it does actually cause pain, even though they are padded, if they're not sitting properly on your ears.
Oh, wow. Wouldn't have known.
So you want to be really, really mindful of that. Because they will cause headaches because they're pushing against the wrong part.
Okay. Well.
So if you have tiny ears like me, you want to make sure that your ear gets all the way in the cup and isn't actually sitting on the padding.
All right. Well, I mean,
I love my A40s, though.
Okay, I get it. You're allowed to be slightly critique. You know, you can have.
I fucking love them.
Anyway, so the standard
price. Where's somebody bought them for me.
Standard price.
Instead of buying them for myself.
Without buying into any of the customization plates that you can sit there and make yourself or order sets that they have already pre-made, that would be around $199. So I mean, these are not cheap headsets. And actually, my further recommendations are going to make this present far more expensive.
That's correct, because,
for one, like I said, got your headset, had to go and buy myself the mix amp, because you can't just plug this into your gaming controller and it connect. You actually do need another gadget that will allow you to use them for whatever your purpose is, whether it's for your Xbox, your PC, or your PS3. So you do have to buy into that mix amp. But then, because I only bought the mix amp, I didn't look into the rechargeable battery, I didn't look into the PS3 or PC chat cable, or any of those things that I am going to talk about, and I'm kind of regretting it now. I'm pretty much really just hating the fact that I didn't get the rechargeable battery, because I was underestimating how much I game by the biggest margin fathomable.
Fathomable.
And I'm regretting.
Fathom?
I could not fathom
the depth of your gaming?
Or how fast I would burn out of batteries.
Oh, yeah.
So, needless to say, I actually think that if you're going to buy into this headset and this mix amp, then definitely the rechargeable battery pack, which is only another $19.99, so another $20,
right,
is definitely something you should
right,
add into that bundle.
As Panda said, when you purchase the headset, you're just purchasing the headset, and the headset by itself
is $200.
Is $200.
Or if you get the special editions that are like for games and stuff, those ones are around $210 actually.
Right. And the headset itself will work with anything that uses a standard jack. So it will automatically work with your DS, and it will automatically work with your PSP or Vita. or Go, if you have those, and an MP3 player. But in order to function as both a basically an audio in and out, meaning speaker and microphone, you have to use a preamp, their amp, the mix amp, in order to actually get it to converse with the systems. And because no two systems talk to each other alike, you have to use different cables to connect to different devices, because the mix amp base by itself actually connects using the optical port on your Xbox or on your PS3. I don't believe it actually can work with the Wii. I don't think they have.
No, I actually, I don't think they do.
I don't believe the Wii has an optical out. I could be wrong.
Professional gamers in the Wii community, really?
Zelda.
Well, yeah.
Enough said. GoldenEye.
Now!
Hey, if you had a GameCube copy of it, and you have an original Wii, you could play the GameCube copy
probably.
Of it.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. So, but I'm not sure if the Wii has an optical out, but you do need different cables. And very much like Panda, I found very quickly that I would run through batteries on the mix amp, because the mix amp uses 3 AAA batteries, and it is constantly working, and you're constantly draining it. I find that I can get about a good 2.5 hours before, if I'm like straight gaming, before I've got to run a new pair of batteries.
Oh no, I get more than that.
No. But see, here's the difference. When I use the mix amp, I'm only using it when I'm doing multiplayer, and typically when I'm doing multiplayer, I don't have the bass turned on, and the mix amp allows you to put the focus on either the in-game audio or your chat audio. And so I always have chat turned all the way up. And I find that with chat turned all the way up, it the fidelity gets better, and that drains the battery faster.
Oh, wow.
Whereas if I have a solid mix, even mix, I get a longer battery time.
Yeah, I'm always dead center.
Yeah, see, I'm not. I'm always almost all the way to the right on between game audio being the focus or chat audio. I always have chat audio up because I don't need to hear the in-game in my head unless I'm playing it late at night and I have my TV muted so I'm not waking anybody up. I don't need the game audio because my system is playing the game audio. So if I'm playing multiplayer, and the only time I ever use it is for that, is so that I can hear my other team members when they're like, I'm down, I'm over here, I'm over there. I immediately hear it. I'm not having to search through. Whereas if I'm playing late at night, then I have it turned the other way, and it's just the game audio, and then I don't have to have it as loud. What I will say is the fidelity is fantastic on these things, because when I do use it for the game audio, there have been times where I've heard noises that are in the background, that are in the game, that I thought that there was somebody in my apartment, and I've like thrown my headphones off and gone looking and then realizing, oh shit, it was just in the game. Because it does do a really fantastic job of duplicating surround sound feel in a headset.
Okay. All right,
so I highly recommend them, but I'm with you.
Yeah, it's not a small ticket item. Like this is for that gamer, significant other, or you know, friend that you've kind of been shafting for the last 4 years of your life.
It's really for the person that you want to give the one headset to rule them all.
Yeah, because I'm including all these things: the rechargeable pack, the PS3, PC chat cable,
if they have those things.
If they are a serious gamer in terms of multiple consoles, then this whole thing, this whole packet that I'm talking about, is the ideal, because then they'll be able to.
It's a big gift that you give.
Yeah. And then you don't give them anything that big ever again unless, you know, like you're going to marry them or.
Right. And then you're, you know, giving them a $3,000 rock.
That too.
Did you hear us, boys? $3,000 or it ain't shit.
So, but let me talk a little bit about the prices of the additions that I'm not talking about.
Yes.
Because we've already talked about the
grand total.
Do we have a calculator? Because I'm not able to keep the trip. It's going to be pretty pricey. So, I mean, if you've got the money, then so be it.
$200 for the headset.
Yes.
$20 for the rechargeable battery pack.
Mix amp. Got to get the mix amp. And the mix amp's about $140. So that's $340 right there.
Yep.
Then we got the rechargeable battery pack for about $20. So that's $360. And then the PS3 PC chat cable is about another $10.
So $370.
So we're, yes.
Plus tax, plus shipping. You're looking at about $380, boys.
Yeah.
Girls.
You can.
And for those of you who have yet to make up your mind. Yeah.
Yeah.
I threw that in there.
So, you can go and get these from Amazon.com, and you can also get these from, like, Best Buy and stuff like that. However, you won't find all of them all together. So, if you're really looking for that ideal headset to rule them all, then you need to go straight to their website, which is astrogaming.com.
Yeah, and that will also allow you to personalize them, because you can personalize the tags that are on the side of your astros, whether it's A30s or A40s. You can use some of the artwork that they've already created, or you can upload your own. I actually have a set of tags that are I created for the A30s, which have the ESH crest on them.
They're in my video, if you haven't, my latest video, if you haven't watched it.
And on my A40s, I have a series of tags. One is the crest. The other one is actually my Xbox avatar and my gamer tag, which I was actually kind of surprised that they let that one fly, because I don't own the rights to my avatar. But I threw it on there, and they printed it, and I was really happy. So I have my avatar on there. So when I do game in public or with friends, everyone knows who they just got pwned by. There's no mistake.
Or whoever they just teabagged.
I'm going to say something right now, and this doesn't mean I want it to happen. I've never been teabagged.
Oh, it's going to happen now. Teabagging virgin. I'm pointing at Ninja. She's never been teabagged. Get it done.
You teabag me in a game, you're off my list.
If you teabag her and take a screenshot,
you're going to put me on blast?
I will put it on Facebook.
You're going to put me on blast before the holidays when I haven't bought your Christmas gifts yet?
It would be funny.
Oh, now it would be funny.
Yeah. And if they happen to see me and they teabag me, you could put that on Facebook. Send it to me. I'll put both of them on Facebook.
Well, as long as it's equal teabagging.
It's equal teabagging for all. Hooray!
Hooray! So, but yeah, I do. I agree with you on the gadget side. I think that the Astro headset is the best. I've played with a bunch of different headsets. I've had a couple.
I've had some Turtle Beaches, and I liked the Turtle Beach ones that I had, too.
I like the one Turtle Beach set that you had that was noise-canceling.
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah, that was a good one, but it felt really big on my head. And that's one thing I have
to
say.
You have a small head.
It's not that small. Actually, I have a good-sized head for a chick. But what I'm saying is, when I had those on, I really felt a little bit lost in them when I was wearing them. I felt like they kind of screamed, "I'm a headset on this girl's head!" As opposed to, you know, looking
so
cool.
So would you prefer, like, a light, purpley, lilac-y?
Oh. I didn't say that they made me feel manly. I said I felt lost in them because
Well, your voice
so
dictated
big.
That you felt big and massive, like a big,
the
burly
headset
man.
The headset felt big and massive. Where even though the A40s are a good size headset, I don't feel lost in them. They don't feel heavy. I don't feel their bigness, even though they're almost a similar size.
Yeah, they're
so
pretty
I don't
close.
Know if it's materials and how
it
they
probably
feel.
Is. And I mean that's a basic one. So I mean they've actually they've perfected what they look like. And then also we've got Triton and stuff like that who have also been, you know, tweaking their headsets and stuff for performance.
Yeah, and
I've
used Triton headsets too. I use the AX, some number. But I have to say out of all of them, I keep going back to my Astros. They're just my go-to headset, especially because I can hot swap it right out of my controller into my phone and use the mic on my phone. I can then unplug it, plug it right into my laptop, use the mic that's on it on my laptop. So it's, you know, it's really versatile. It's out of one device into another, out of one into another. So I've used it a couple times for web conferences when I've been working from home, and it's just comfortable and fantastic, and the fidelity is great. So I take my hats off to them, and I agree with you. It is a great, great gift to give, but it is not...
It's not for the faint of heart.
It's not for those who are on...
Unemployment.
I was going to say a budget. But if you're on unemployment, you're probably on a budget.
Yeah, like one of my unemployment checks would not cover this
no.
prep if I was going to buy this for someone.
No.
I'd have to wait 2 weeks.
Yes.
Yeah. But still, like I said, major investment. But if you do it right and this person's really good about taking care of their tech... then they will never run into a problem. And also the good thing about this is if you do run into an issue, you can contact Astro directly via their site.
And I have to say their customer service is great. I actually ordered a set of tags and the printing quality came out horrible on them. They asked me to send them a screenshot to make sure that it wasn't, you know, in my original art or anything like that. And basically it looks like whatever they were using to do the printing had run out of one color. Sent them a snapshot. They got back to me within 2 hours and they said, absolutely our fault. Told me to keep the tags, sent me a whole new set. Fantastic. I cannot say enough nice things about these guys.
So, I mean, that's our gadgets. So, yeah. How about we talk about anime now?
Yeah, anime! What do you got?
But anyway, so it's the disappearance of Haruhi Suzumiya. It's the second movie.
Wait, there are movies?
Well, I mean, the first series, and then this movie follows right after. Because, I mean, if you remember Haruhi Suzumiya, yeah, I mean, the premise is a little chunky.
Well, wait, well, because that's the one where she's a god and whatever.
I didn't want to spoil it. But, okay, I think I spoiled it in the episode that I talked about it. So,
yeah, you did, because we talked about how she manifests all these things and she has to become happy.
Right, because she doesn't know that she's God.
Right.
Yes. And if she is if she figures out that she's God and she can manipulate Will, well, then the world is fucked.
Right.
Exactly. So, I mean, at the end of the series where, you know, Kwan. Akon.
Akon was in Suzumiya? No, how did I miss that? Wouldn't the ending dance be completely different if Akon was on that track?
But anyway, when he figures it out and he's trying to keep her from, you know, going all batshit crazy and keeping the world intact, you know, then life goes as, you know, as normal as it has been for her.
Right.
But, they broke up the actual series, like, in several different things that happened after that. And they actually finally turned the book, The Disappearance of Haruhi Suzumiya, into an ova.
Oh, okay.
So it's the first ova. I'm sorry, I didn't mean second, it's the first. And what pretty much happens in this, and I mean, I'm only prefacing, is that, you know, it's right before Christmas, so ideally it's kind of great that, one, this came out here in America in September.
And you give it in the holiday season.
You can.
Okay.
Because it's several days before Christmas, and they're having a party, you know, at the SOS Brigade, and a rift in time happens. Like, a shift in time happens.
Uh-oh!
And
when
Kwan comes to, he's in a reality where Haruhi does not exist.
Oh.
Yes. So, I don't want to go into what he's trying to figure out, but obviously an adventure of some kind ensues. Where he is, in fact, trying to, you know, figure out how this can be.
Right.
You know, if she does not exist and she's being, you know, the center of the whole world as we all know it, or the center of anything theological.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm kind of glad they released it. Best Buy had the better price for it. I think in most places you'll probably find it on a Blu-ray combo pack for about $39, so around $40. But on the Best Buy site, they actually knocked it down to $34.99, so like $35. So it's like $4 or $5 difference.
Right.
But you're getting the Blu-ray, the DVD,
and a digital copy. That's pretty sweet for $35.
So it's like, you know, $11 each, give or take,
right,
plus some tax. So, I mean, if you were big into Haruhi Suzumiya when she initially released over here, when we got to see her, then this is definitely something you're going to want in your collection. And apparently it's pretty close to the book, which is kind of hard to do in most cases when you get something translated from a book to a light novel to a manga to an anime series and then, you know, to an OVA. So, I haven't watched it yet, but I do want it because I do own Haruhi Suzumiya.
Right.
So, if you were a big fan of her, then the movies come out, and with this OVA coming out, they have to do the last one. Because there's another book after The Disappearance.
That doesn't mean they have to. If it doesn't sell well, they won't.
Well, I can't imagine her not selling well.
I know, there's a lot of Suzumiya fans. I can't imagine it not selling.
Absolutely.
Well.
So, it's the combo pack, so you could have a copy for you, for your Blu-ray, a copy for your friend who likes Haruhi, but, you know, got laid off and has no money, and then you can also give one to your tech nerd who never leaves the house but wants to watch it. So, I mean, it's a gift that you could give two times over.
It's a gift that keeps on giving.
Because, I mean, I know when I go and get a DVD combo pack, I always give you the digital copy for you to put up on your Apple TV. Yep. Like, it's the first thing that comes to mind. Would Ninja want to watch this? Yes, I will buy it.
You're so sweet.
I know, I'm always thinking of you.
You're like a freaking saint.
Sometimes.
Sometimes.
So what do you have for anime?
I actually have two. So the first one I've talked about it before. You've talked about it before. It's one of our favorites. And I still I think we've recommended it before as a gift-giving thing. But I'm just going to remind you, Trigun is a great anime series, especially if you're introducing anime to someone. Because it has a great balance of action, quirkiness, and seriousness throughout the entire series, if you watch it. So I highly recommend it. The animation style is great. Like I said, the balance is fantastic. And the price couldn't be right. So you can actually get the complete box series on Amazon right now for $23.49. Hmm. Now, this isn't the complete Trigun, which has, like, all the individual volumes that they did in their original packaging and the nice, nice box. That sucker's still $99. But if you just want to introduce somebody to the episodes,
then they don't need the Super Ultra League
collector's edition. Because they're not a fan. This is a fantastic buy. Because you get the entire arc. The entire arc of Trigun for under $25.
Okay.
Fantastic. So you get to meet all the different characters and things like that. And if you want to kind of do a complete the series thing, you can also pick up Trigun Badlands Rumble on Blu-ray, which is available. And on Amazon, I think that's running $19.99. It does not have a digital copy. It's just the Blu-ray copy. But, you know, you're now looking at, if you're trying to hit that range of about $40, a entire Trigun experience. Especially if you know that somebody's going to enjoy it. But it's a fun series, and like I said, the price, you can't go wrong. The original series is not yet available on Blu-ray, or at least I wasn't able to find a Blu-ray set that is actually currently shipping on Amazon right now. So I think that they're not necessarily bona fide Blu-rays that are out. I could be wrong. But, you know, for DVD, $25, the entire series. It's a great gift that you can give and not feel guilty about giving. Again, for either the initiated or the non-initiated, great place to start. And the second one that I have to recommend is Eden of the East. I think Eden is great. It is, again, very much like Trigun, a very good way to introduce somebody to anime. Again, it has a good balance of light moments, likable characters. The animation style actually kind of reminds me of with a hint of Miyazaki when you look at some of the characters in their animation and how they talk and they move. But it's not. But it is a very interesting story. It's actually kind of intricate. It's a little bit thriller, a little bit fun, a little bit romantic. So Eden is definitely a series that you could watch with a girlfriend and she would probably stay interested in it. And it's definitely a series you could watch with a boyfriend because the action and the quirkiness alone, there's a little bit of something for everybody in it. You can find Eden as well on Amazon or any of your typical anime reseller depots, varying in price if you're looking for just the first run of episodes, which there were only 13 on the original run. And then you had the first Eden of the East movie, which came out, which you can also find on Amazon. And we're basically plugging Amazon and all this because, for the most part, we found that they have the best prices after Thanksgiving and Black Friday with decent shipping rates. But Eden, you can find the first
installment and the OVA, first OVA.
The series will set you back again between $25 and $30, depending upon whether you want it in a nice box or just the regular box. The DVD of the first movie, I recommend actually, like Panda, opting for the Blu-ray DVD combo pack, because that way you can put it on your iDevice, or you can watch it on your Blu-ray. I think it is one of those series which I find it actually looks a little bit better either on the Blu-ray or the digital copy than the DVD. And don't judge me. Yes, I watched it on all three formats. But that will set you back another $25. So if you're looking to, you know, kind of complete the series for $50, you can get...
And that's not even the complete series because
the second movie has yet to be released.
It won't be released until August of 2012.
Yep, but it is done, so I'm looking forward to
Paradise Lost.
Yep. And if you want to be super cheap, you can just get them the series arc, and if they have Netflix, they can watch the Eden of the East movie on Netflix.
Yep, until, obviously, the second one comes out, and then they'll have to get it by disc if they opt for the disc. But be warned that the series is good enough that even watching the arc, you're like, all right, what's next? And then you'll get to that part, and you're like, now what's next? You wait.
Yeah.
That part will suck.
Yeah.
But, yeah. So, those were our anime selections for this year.
Games!
Yep, let's round about with games. You can start.
Okay. So, you know, Broke Bitch November. We've been talking about it all month long. We started chatting up at the end of October to tell you about Broke Bitch November. I'm pretty sure that the majority of things that are on both of our lists are Broke Bitch November titles that we've talked about.
Yes.
So it shouldn't be any surprise.
Well, I guess one of mine isn't, but it was right on the
cusp.
It was the calm before.
It was the pre-storm.
Yeah.
It was the pre-game before we hit the club.
Yes, exactly.
So first up for me, on the Nintendo 3DS side, I'm going with Super Mario Land 3DS.
Okay.
It'll set you back $39.99, like most DS titles. And it's Super Mario Land, but it's in 3D. You get to be in a Tanuki suit. Do I have to say anything else?
Do you get to still turn into a statue?
It's a Tanuki.
Right, but that doesn't mean anything.
Yeah. Tanuki! Tanuki suit!
Okay.
So, obviously, if you're a Nintendo fan, or for the Nintendo fan in your life, who, you know, didn't have the money to get it themselves, obviously, fantastic gift. Doesn't break the bank. For any 3DS fan in the world, pretty much, because if they're a Nintendo fan, it's because they love Mario, or they love Zelda, or they love Mario and Zelda, but not Mario and Zelda together, because that would be wrong, and Peach would get pissed. But
I don't know, she'd probably get kidnapped by Bowser, and she'd be like, I should have been saved by now. He'd be like, no, I saved this bitch, and she's ready to put out.
Do you think Zelda puts out?
No, because if she did, Link would speak. If she put out, Link would finally speak.
Oh, he would, yeah. Yeah.
And the fact that he still hasn't spoken is because he's sitting there going, this fucking bitch.
Do you think that Midna puts out?
I think she would have, you know, if she hadn't, you know, shut down her vortex to get back to her place. I think she was like, man, I would put my mouth on it. I better shut this vortex so that he can't come over here. Might be a problem.
And you talk about me having my mind in the gutter?
Sorry.
You just said she'd put her mouth on
it. She would put more than her mouth on it.
Oh my God.
I am a fan of Midna, so.
I love Midna.
Midna would rock Link's world, and then he would never save Zelda again.
I know, Zelda would just, like, totally be a game.
She would be fucked. So.
Hyrule would be screwed.
Yeah.
Like, exactly. Where's Link? Where's our savior? He's balls deep by now.
Yep.
Just saying.
And he'd be turned into a wolf for her to ride in the midnight
sun. Oh my gosh.
Sun.
All right, we need to get off this topic. Back to
Mario. I need to finish writing that fan fiction.
You need to hurry up, write that fan fiction. Maybe we could put it in our magazine. Oh, snap. Mario Land 3DS. I highly recommend it. Again, it's a gift that doesn't break the bank. It's fantastic for anybody who owns a 3DS. They'll be a fan of it, because let's face it, there still aren't a lot of games that are out, good games, that are out that take advantage of the 3D system on the 3DS, so there's a bonus that you have right there. Another game for them to play that obviously will be great to play whenever somebody's traveling, moving around, fun for anybody that picks it up. And obviously, anyone who's a Mario fan, you'll be completing the set, basically, for them. Trust me on this. So, that's my 3DS pick.
So, my 3DS choice, like I said, funny thing is, it's the reason why I got a 3DS and I still don't fucking own it. Star Fox.
Are you shitting me?
Yeah.
Right after the Nintendo briefing, you're like, well, I'm buying a 3DS, gotta play me some of that Star Fox.
And I still,
and you still haven't got it?
Have it.
Yeah. Are you for effing reals?
So, I'm sure I'm not the only person who was like, oh my god, Star Fox, and just never.
No, I'm sure all those people are like, oh my god, Star Fox. Freaking Google made the homepage do a barrel roll, for Christ's sakes.
I know, it was awesome. Anyway, so I would say Star Fox. You could play with your friends on your 3DS.
It's $39.99 too, because that's what all 3DS games are.
Yeah.
So again, not breaking the bank. But seriously? Seriously?
Yeah.
Seriously?
Yeah. Yeah.
So you got Skyrim before you bought Star Fox.
I know!
Do you know how surprised I am right now? I am, like, in shock. I thought you already had it and, like, finished that shit.
No, who are you telling? Who are you telling? I am surprised at myself.
I'm in shock right now.
I still don't own it.
I don't even know how to respond. I'm like in like real shock here.
So anyway, let me move on to Let me move on to some of mine, and then we'll go back to. Do you have any other ones?
Not for the video.
So actually, I'm going to move on to a topic, to one of the topics of video games that I know you don't play, and we don't do a lot of PC talk here in Ash because most of us have Macs and PC gaming is far, far limited.
Well, it depends on you know, what you're doing.
But
I play the shit out of Civ.
See, I have Civ for my three, my Xbox. But anyway, so funny thing is, I'm going to tell bitches who don't have Macs.
Yeah.
That they should, if they haven't decided on what console or whatever they're going to get Skyrim for, I'm going to tell you bitches to get it for your PC.
Skyrim for your PCs!
I feel like the Elder Scrolls genre, from the research that I've been doing, a lot of people always have far more to say about the PC release than any console release.
Okay.
And I remember talking about my first impressions of Skyrim, feeling like this is a game that I should be playing with hotkeys on a keyboard.
Yep.
And I mean, I've played some more Skyrim on my my Xbox 360.
Yep.
And I still have that feeling. I've gotten better at it through a control, but it still doesn't feel natural like enough.
You should be actually ASWS in this sucker,
more or less, or just the F1 to F8 keys, if it has that same type of structure, which I don't know, because when I have a Mac, so I can't play it on a PC. But from a friend of mine who plays his on his PC, he sends me screenshots of all, and his screenshots of what he is watching, like, on his screen, is far, far more beautiful than what's on my TV. Granted, he spent, like, you know, $1,600 on his rig and his monitor, so he's rocking some pretty nice, you know, accoutrements for his gaming.
You can't say formidable, but you can say, I'm sorry, you can't say fathomable, but you can say accoutrement.
Yeah, I know. I think I was French in a past life. The French words I get.
I can say that.
I can do poutier. I can do that too. But fathomable? Nope. Never. But I'm going to tell you that if you don't have a Mac, and you're still like, oh, should I get it? Should I get it for this? Should I get it for my your PC? The frame rates are phenomenal from the screenshots I've seen. They're far more beautiful than what you'll see on your Xbox if that's the route you wanted to go, and it will feel far more natural there. I think Bethesda was right to make it a PC game. I actually think it probably should have stayed there because, I mean, the learning curve to master it back on a controller is a little difficult, and it, like I said, it doesn't feel natural enough to me. And I'm not a strong PC gamer since the last time I played on a PC, I got addicted. So yeah. I try very hard to not fall back into line. But I mean, something like this where it's, you know, a single player game, I couldn't get addicted to multiplayer stuff in it because it doesn't have it.
I know.
So, I mean, this would actually be a safe way for me to get back into PC gaming if I had a regular PC to do it.
Yeah.
So, Skyrim for the PC, also for the console, will probably run you about $60 plus change. If you got a friend who's got an awesome rig and doesn't have the money to buy
and
this game...
And they're into that kind of game.
Who isn't into Bethesda?
I like Bethesda. I love Bethesda. But I might not necessarily want to play that type of game on my PC.
Maybe
even though it's better suited for it, that may not be the type of game that I like to play on my PC.
Then I don't know
so
what other games
you... So if you are into...
If you're one of the billions who's into RPGs and you're a big fan of Bethesda, then Skyrim's going to be for you. And, you know, you might have a couple of friends who are also kind of waiting for you to finish your copy so that they can buy it for them. Well, yeah, not all of them. Buy the one that you like the best. But don't tell the other ones that you're doing it that way.
Yeah, don't.
Because then the other ones will feel upset.
Right. You don't want to cause any
harm. But that one guy that you're like, oh, man, I know that if I killed a hooker out in Texas, he would come and help me.
Yeah.
Or he'd wire me money to get shit handled
or
because
she,
he was playing something.
That's who you
That's
die
the
for.
Guy. That is your bro.
Yeah.
Bro or she bro.
She bro?
Yeah. She's like a bro, but she's a she. So, like, you wouldn't put your dick in it, but you might fondle her a bit. And, like, buy her coffee, maybe. Or a burger. If she's hungry. Like a she bro. Like, she's your bro. Bro. And she's a she. Yeah. So, that's my PC one. So...
Did I... Really?
She bros, they're awesome.
No, they're not.
Yeah, they are. Oh my god.
I understand what you're going with.
So there's a there's a Hebro. Like a Hebra, she. So no, there's a Hebro and a Shebro.
No, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I mean, I understand where you're going for. I just. The naming scheme is what I'm objecting to.
Why?
Hebro and Shebro.
Yeah, like
you don't hear it.
No.
Hebro and Shebro.
Hebrew? But what's the she one? I don't have. So you just say bro for the dude bros, and then she bros for.
No, they're just all bros.
No. Because you can't treat a dude bro the same bro-ette. As a girl.
How about that?
No, bro-ette. I never liked just the like whole
dude
et.
And duet. Because dude no. and dudette.
I don't like the et.
I don't like the she bro.
Anyway, let's move on. Let's just go. So
I object.
So we both have, I'm hoping, different choices for our Xbox and PS3.
Right, because I didn't have a PC game, because I don't typically game on my PC. The PC that I have, it specifically is for a testing environment for design work. So it hardly ever gets out on the internet, ever. For that reason, mostly because it needs a good antivirus on it, and because it's just a dev machine, I don't typically purchase those for those unless they're actually getting out on the internet. But for Wii, staying on the Nintendo tip, I am a fan of the Zeldas, and so obviously for me, Skyward Sword is a fantastic idea to give as a gift for peoples. You know, the peoples. You can pick Skyward Sword up for $49. Unless you are getting one of the bundled groups of the game.
And if you have a true fan in your midst, that would be the way to go.
Right. The bundle will cost you significantly more. You're looking at a neighborhood of $79. And that's including tax in most places. What the advanced bundle gives you is actually a gold controller, Wiimote, which the Wiimote is used very, very heavily as far as your action item stuff in the Zelda game, especially with Skyward Sword. So, you know, if you want to give somebody the feel of being Link in the Zelda, since the hilt of his sword is gold, it's a good gift thing, and it has some size to it in the collector's edition, so it is a fantastic gift. But for the Zelda fan in your life, or even just somebody who really wants to get back into using their Wii again, especially if they're not using it for fitness, which I think is really one of the pluses of the Wii right now, is the fitness stuff, then Skyward Sword is a great, great gift to give. It is a full Zelda adventure, so you're looking at occupying probably in the neighborhood of 50 to 60 hours of their time. But it is a game that they can very easily pick up and put down and pick up and put down. So for that person that's on the go, who maybe, you know, doesn't want to try something because they don't want to have to feel like they have to game for a four-hour period to get anywhere, it's a great gift. It's Link, again, what more can I say? Again, for the Zelda fan, the Link fan in your life, it is a great gift to give. And also, if somebody is getting a Wii for Christmas, be on the lookout because there are a few bundles, systems with the game. It's a great, great way to start your Wii life off if you're getting a system new to begin with. I would also recommend the Mario Galaxy 2 as a great gift to give the first, you know, a person that's getting their first Wii. They're kind of like, my first Wii! But not my first, like, Wii. But, and I would say Galaxy 2 over Galaxy 1, just because I think Galaxy 2 played a lot better. So for that person that's just starting out on a Wii, both of those games are fantastic. And because Galaxy is a little bit older, you can probably find that a new copy of that for probably $10 less on Amazon for sure. But you may even be able to find some better deals at your local Best Buy on them. So that's my Wii thing, and then I know our Xbox One is different, because for me, I actually said, and this is going to surprise some people, but Modern Warfare 3 on the Xbox 360.
I'm not surprised.
Why you no surprise?
Why you no surprise? I'll tell you why I no surprise.
Why you no surprise?
Because
I said Xbox 360. Why you no surprise?
I'm surprised because you've had it, you beat it, and you still won't let me borrow it. So you love it a lot. Like you're like, no, bitch. There are other things I want to do in it.
Excuse me. Excuse me. I did not tell you you couldn't buy it.
Borrow it.
I told you you couldn't borrow it until I finished the campaign. And did I not come upstairs and tell you the day that I finished the campaign?
You did. You were like,
And what did you tell me? I just opened Skyrim.
Oh. Right.
Truth!
Right.
Because it's been sitting...
Did you just shout at me?
I did. I went, truth! Just in case you didn't miss it. I just shoved the truth in your face.
You totally, like, just... Hit me with your thune.
I hit you with my truth.
Your thune, yeah. Which is a shout. They're called shouts. And
I didn't play Skyrim.
And you could, like, repel people back or, like, shoot yourself forward like a Jedi.
I was just pushing my truth in your
face. Yeah, like a thune in my face. But regardless.
So it's right there. Whenever you want it. But we kind of got distracted by something else.
Other stuff. That's actually not on our list.
Which
is funny. I think it's the first Modern Warfare game that I've noticed that you actually played... religiously until completion, like...
No, I did that with 2. You just didn't see it because it was on the PS2. I mean, PS3.
Oh.
Yeah, because I ended up with Modern Warfare 2 on the PS3. I played that sucker all the way through.
Alright, well then, from my experience of watching you, then what my statement was is true, because I didn't see it, because you actually put on your PS3 to play something, which is rare within itself.
Yeah, you were there, because I called you, I was like, dude, do I want to hit the button in the museum? And you're like, don't hit the button!
I told you that, but I didn't know what console you were playing it on at the time.
Yeah, PS3.
Alright, but still, like, this is the
That's why you didn't see me get any achievements for it, when I was playing it.
Touche. But regardless, I mean, you were really adamant, like, oh my god, it's here, totally getting into this. And you were like, boom, 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 boom.
Oh yeah, I knocked that out. I marathoned that one day.
Yeah.
Knocked it out.
So I'm not surprised by that. Obviously, surprisingly enough, my choice for mine is Gears of War 3.
I didn't explain why it was my choice.
Why, then? Why?
Thank you. So, first of all, if you are buying this for someone who's never played a Call of Duty game, or if you are, if you're buying for someone who's never played a Call of Duty game, let alone a Modern Warfare game, this is a great introduction to the series. Very much like for you, Panda, where Skyrim made you want to go back and play the other games, I think that if you play Modern Warfare 3, having never played any Call of Duty game or Modern Warfare game, specifically, you'll want to jump back and actually play them all. Because it's just solid. If you enjoy FPSs and action games, this is a solid game. Like, if you're not down with Soap McTavish, you will fall in love with that dude. You will. I'm not going to spoil it.
You're not going to spoil it.
But the frame rate on the sucker is ridiculous. The graphics are phenomenal. You really feel like you are part of the environment. But at the same time, it's also a game that you don't feel compelled that you have to sit there and play for 2 or 3 hours because you have to get that progress point. You know, you can pick it up and again put it down. Then you add in all the multiplayer stuff that's available, the different maps, the different modes, the ways that you can play with people. It's just an all-around solid game. You don't pick up a Call of Duty title for the single-player campaign, but it has a strong single-player campaign. The multiplayer is really where it's at, and so for anybody that likes to game with friends or games to get together, that's why it's high up on my list. It is just a phenomenal, let's blow some shit up, and really, let's headshot some mofos game. Absolutely love it. The reason why I picked it for my Xbox 360 over the PS3 version is, frankly, I didn't see any difference in the graphics on the Xbox side or the PS3 side. And really, for me, when a game comes out and it's multi-platform, the first thing I look at is, does it look better on one system than the other? Does it play better as far as my actually managing the mechanics? Does it play better on one system, basically one controller, than the other? And are there any exclusives to either platform that I would want more? And the fact is, out of all of those, there weren't any exclusives that I couldn't get a hold to of on either platform, which for me means it's universally available. You have the same experience in the game whether you play it on the Xbox 360 or on the PS3, which is important to me because I always feel badly when I give somebody a gift and a thing that they may really want in the game they can't get because it's a PS3 exclusive and they only have an Xbox 360 and I bundle the version for that. Or it's a Xbox perk and it's not on the PS3 and they have both systems and I didn't get it for the PS3, I got it for the Xbox. You know, whatever, they get slighted or they get jilted out of something. I feel horrible if I give somebody that gift, you know, and then they don't get to play with the weapon that they really want to or something like that. So it's unanimous across, it's the same experience, ubiquitous, across both, yeah, SAT words, that's the one I was looking for, across the platforms, which is great. You have the same experience. You have the same multiplayer experience, whether you're playing on one or the other, which I prefer. There were no... I found that weapon swapping and things like that was actually a little bit more comfortable for me on my Xbox 360 controller than when I tried the demo on the PS3. So for me, that's why I picked it as an Xbox 360. If you've got a fan in your life... obviously, if the person that you need to give a gift for only has a PS3, then absolutely get them the PS3 version. Because, like I said, it's
or buy them an Xbox and the game.
I mean, that's if you really, really like them and some junk or whatever. But it's my pick.
Okay.
Surprisingly, out of everything that came out, Broke Bitch November, I think as a gift giving thing, it's the thing that will appeal to the biggest bunch of people.
Okay.
What about you?
So yes. I chose Gears of War 3.
Yep.
You can find that.
Hoorah.
And I'm just talking about the game.
Yeah.
And the funny thing is, I probably shouldn't just talk about the game because I think the true essence of gifting this would be to gift it as the bundle. And the reason why I say that is because when I went and got my Gears of War 3.
Yes.
Everyone walked out with a bundle besides me and one other chick who won the clock that night. So, like, everyone was already like, I'm getting the bundle.
You mean the collector's edition bundle?
Okay. Yeah. So...
because there were two bundles.
Yeah. Okay. A lot of people had that one. And I think one guy walked out with the one that was, like, the Xbox console But a lot of people were walking around with the actual, like, the one with the bust in it.
Yeah, the collectible one was the statue. Because it's not a bust. It's full Marcus Fenix.
It's a ceramic bust.
You gotta get a ceramic bust.
But regardless, everyone outside of me, and like I said, this one chick who won the clock, walked out with a bundle.
I know.
And I mean, one dude walked out with like four. So I'm like, you are buying gifts for your nephews.
You were so pissed when you came home.
When that bit, I'm like, really? Really? You got the clock? Are you actually going to use that gear clock? Do you even know what time it is?
It's time to play Gears.
Yeah, more or less. But out of all the threes that came out this year.
Yeah.
You know.
And there were quite a few.
And there, yeah, there were. And a lot of them did end that story.
Yeah.
For the franchise. Not necessarily ending the franchise, but ending that story in that franchise.
Right.
This one was the one I've been waiting for longer. I mean,
oh, man, we were looking forward to it all summer.
Yes.
And
I mean, and don't get me wrong, I was looking for the other one I'm going to mention in a bit.
Okay.
But this one was like, whenever I got asked, what are you really waiting for? First thing, I'm a mouth Gears.
Yep.
Like, instant, like, brain was dead if I was, like, in a coma.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, they were just talking and someone was like, you know, we probably should divvy up her games. I would probably spring from life and, like, don't fucking touch my Gears. Probably. In my mind, that's how that would work.
It's so precious.
And believe it or not, I kind of went for the exclusivity tip here in terms of,
right,
because, you know, that is kind of my premise with my consoles, is I like to get titles that are exclusive to that particular console. I don't have a lot of games that have versions for both. I'm an exclusive whore. I am. I only have like maybe one or two. I only have like one or two games
that I will not disagree with that statement.
Okay. But I maybe only have a couple of games that are cross plot. Platform.
Say accoutrement again.
Accoutrement. But regular can't words like mayonnaise. Platform. Yeah, no.
Mayonnaise.
It's like desserts and deserts. desserts and desserts. But anyway, or dessert, as in I'm going to desert you. I'm going to desert you. Like, I'm going to throw chocolate on you. No. Anyway.
I can't but even control
this
now.
It's one of the exclusive titles for the 360 that hit near Broke Bitch November, but not actually in it. Right. And out of all the things that came out at the same time, it had the most staying power with me. Like, I mean, I completed it.
Yeah, that dropped in pole ass October, right?
No, that was actually in Saving Up September.
Oh, right.
Saving up in September for Out of Money October and Broke Bitch November.
right.
So that was my pick. But yeah, I would say definitely go for the bundles for that. Especially if you got someone who's really down on their luck. Maybe they got the Red Ring of Death.
Red Ring.
Maybe they've been without games. So maybe you should gift them games.
PS3.
Another exclusive for the PS3. And that is Uncharted 3, Drake's
Yeah,
Deception.
I wanted to say that too, but then I was like, shit, I know Panda's gonna say it. We can't both say it, but actually, yes, we can.
Oh, so is that what yours is too?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
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 Yeah. It's Nathan Drake, people! We don't have to go real deep into explaining why. We pretty much told you all about Uncharted when it happened.
I did a video about it.
Okay, so you know we love it and why we love it. And I would say, frankly, the only place that I would disagree with you is if this is going to be your big gift that you're giving somebody or like the chunk and you really want to show them that you think highly of them, give them the entire Uncharted series. Give them Uncharted 1, 2, and 3. You can actually find them all right now currently on GameStop.com. GameStop is actually doing a discounted bundle if you pick up 1 and 2 when you order 3. I don't know if Amazon's doing anything similar to that, but the pricing for 1 and 2 is much cheaper.
I wonder if they're doing that with all the ones that have 3s.
I don't think so.
Because, I mean, that'd be a really good way to introduce an entire, like, series to someone.
Yeah, so I would say entire series, that way they can play through, they fall in love with Drake like we do. And then adding to the PS3 side, again, a whole series introduction, the God of War trilogy. Sony has dropped the price on the remastered 1 and 2 bundle set, where you can get the first two games remastered for Blu-ray for PS3 instead of trying to desperately get your PS2 versions to render properly, even on a PS3 fatty, which is the old one. You can get 1 and 2 for $30 remastered for Blu-ray, and then you can pick up 3, which is an older title, but you can basically introduce somebody to the entire awesomeness that is Kratos for basically $60 because you can pick up God of War 3 for $30 new in some places, unless you're really lucky and you can find the Platinum Hits version, which will just set you back $20. So now you're looking at $50 to give them 3 games, which will probably add up to be about 75 hours of gaming time if they marathon it and don't like go for all the collectibles. But that's 3 sets of sex games you can give them. Obviously, it's a mature title, very much like Gears, very much like Modern Warfare. Not for the children's.
But I do have something for the children's.
You have something for the children's?
Well, I don't, but Eshmom does.
Oh, Eshmom has something for
them?
Yeah. Wait, Eshmom has a suggestion?
Yes, it's an Eshmom choice.
Oh.
And it's actually a cross-platform, all 3, Wii, Xbox, and PS3.
Oh.
Yeah, because every time this GD commercial comes on...
When
she's watching regular TV, whenever it's on, she has something to say about it.
Okay.
So I'm going to talk about the U-Draw.
Oh, U-Draw. Actually, yeah, I agree.
Yeah. So like I said, it is for all 3 consoles. There's a version for each of them. And she was like, this is really for like the creative kids. Like the ones who like to draw.
Or if you want your kid to be creative.
Or if you want your, yes, if you want your kids to draw and be creative so that they can be, you know, financially stable in their life, then make them draw pictures. Make them!
I make anime eyes.
Believe it or not, if I went and got you draw, that's what I would do.
I know you
do. I would draw anime on it. On my TVs. But no. So price-wise, you'll get it for about $70. I mean, that is just the standard one. I think it does come with like a welcome to your draw. This is what you can do with it. But they do have additional like pictogram where you can play with your kids and draw pictures.
Like Pictionary.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Actually, I think it's called Pictionary. Right. Probably just said
I'm
wrong.
Pretty sure that's the game that they license.
Yeah. And they actually also have other type of games where I think I, from the commercial I saw, a kid was, like, blowing up things on streets and stuff like
that. Yeah, so it's kind of like a Wii U before the Wii U in that.
It's the Wii U minus the Wii U plus blackness, because it's black.
Right.
But sure. It looked really cute, and I mean, and for the person who likes to draw, perhaps,
or if you're an aspiring artist, or you have younger children,
it's a fake ass tablet that you can still get something done on.
Basically, think of it as a Wacom tablet. If you're a designer, you know what I'm talking about. That you can use to play games.
Yeah,
that's basically what it is.
Yeah, but I mean, like I said, I was really surprised that she was like, "Oh my God, that's a really good idea for children." I'm like, that's a really good idea for anybody.
Yep.
Because, you know, you might just be lonely, not want to play a video game, but you want to do something with a tablet. You could, like, draw.
Yep.
On your TV without actually drawing on your TV.
Very good for the children.
Very good for the children. For your creativity. And the price range I gave you were the two top ones for Best Buy and Amazon online with no shipping.
No shipping. So you got to figure that out because we don't know where you live. So
but that's what Eshmom was like. People should get that for their kids. So if you have kids
who
like to draw and you don't want them drawing on your walls anymore,
let them draw on your TV using the UDraw.
Yeah.
Alright, bonus round, stocking stuffers. I think we're pretty unanimous in this. Gift cards are awesome.
Always.
Especially when you are on restriction and or budget. So, Microsoft points.
Always. Oh, I need some of those.
PlayStation Store dollars. Look, there are some people that like to get DLC for their games.
Okay. Yeah, I guess. For those who, I'm like, meh. Sorry. Continue.
Wii points. Stop it. Free months of Netflix.
Yes.
Okay. Awesome, awesome. Because then they can use that on any of their devices that they've authorized or Netflix. Okay. Also, you have frankly downloadable content that you can always gift to someone that you can send directly to them through your console. iTunes gift cards, because frankly, giving the gift of music is awesome. But what if you buy them a CD that they don't like?
They still use CDs?
There's some people that do. Target still sells them.
Anyway, I'm sorry, but Spotify is the new iTunes.
Spotify is not the new iTunes. Spotify is the new Pandora.
Yeah, I guess. I never go into my iTunes now. I'm like, I'm going to borrow bitches Spotify. All day party.
That's my Spotify.
I know.
Which you can also gift. Great stocking stuffer. Of course, it's a digital stocking stuffer because it'll arrive by email. But for you last minute people.
And yeah, all like 8,000 of you because there's a good chunk of you. I know.
I'm going to give you a tip because not a lot of people know this. You can actually buy digital Microsoft points and PlayStation Network dollars and Wii points that will send the redeem code directly via email to folks through Amazon.com. So if it's, you know, 11 o'clock on Christmas Eve and you're like, oh shit, I forgot to get Susie something, and you know that Susie loves to frickin' play the bejesus out of something on a system.
She likes to buy t-shirts for her avatar on that box X thing. Timmy, what does she want? I'll do it, Mom. Don't worry. And you know what he's going to go and do?
Knock it out.
He's going to knock it out with Amazon.com and give her some Microsoft points for some more shirts.
And then, obviously, gift certificates to nerdy places like ThinkGeek, Jinx.com, Threadless, all fantastic. Get some nerd gear, again, can be delivered via email last minute. Dress it up nice, put in a stocking stuffer, bing, bang, boom, boom.
Boil them, mash them, stick them in a stew.
Obviously, Amazon.com or BestBuy.com. Those gift cards, people, they go a long way with your nerds. Love your nerds. Treat them well. Show them that you respect.
Ponies are a good stocking stuffer, too.
Stop it. Treat them with the respect to know that you don't know the right gift to give them, but you will give them the means to gift it to themselves.
And puppies.
Oh, so you want a puppy for Christmas?
No, I already got a puppy. I don't need more puppies. No more puppies.
So that wraps up our suggestions. This is just a guide. These are things that we think make great gifts for the respective, there we go, fans of the genre's
platforms. And here mentioned.
As mentioned. We hope you find it useful. We'll make sure that we include the list as well as some links to some of these things specifically in the notes. So make sure that you visit us on our website, www.electricsisterhood.com, or you can use our short address, which is
esh.co. That is esh.co. The short address, I'll punch it in the long one. You can check out any articles that are written within the week. All questions and comments go to mailbag@landofesh.com. We are available on iTunes. Go there and check us out.
That's right. You want to make sure that you get every single episode of our podcast the moment that we put it out on the inner tubes to be enjoyed. So visit us in the iTunes Music Store or the Zune Marketplace by searching for Electric Sisterhood and hit the subscribe button to ensure that you get it while it's hot and popping fresh. If you don't want to live La Vida I or you don't have a Zune device, well, you have other options because
you can plug us into any RSS reader or any podcast search engine. But if you're looking for us, you should be looking for everyone else that flies underneath our banner.
That's right, because we're not the only thing that lives in the land of Esh. While we hold it down and kick off your week on Mondays with new episodes of our podcast, on Tuesday, to get the dude side of the world that we live in, you can check out Boston Bastard Brigade, found at bostonbastardbrigade.com. They have new episodes of their podcast, which go live on Tuesday and are hosted by our very own King Baby Duck. On Wednesday, you can follow that up for your more nerdier needs with a new episode of the Geek Aggro podcast, which is held down by our homeboy Deuces Wild over at geekaggro.com. And for the rest of your week and getting you through the weekend and satisfying your nerdy needs, there are all the things that we write on our respective websites, which you can find conveniently at landofesh.com, all in one place. It's our little portal. You can also grab an issue of our latest magazine, Electric Sisterhood Magazine. Tell your friends, tell your family, get it. It also makes a really good gift, which you can get digitally or in print. And if that doesn't satiate your needs, well, we're on Twitter. You can find our entire crew by going to my page, twitter.com/ninjasista, and checking out the Land of Esh list. Or you can hit us up on our Facebook page and chat with us directly, ask us questions, even suggest things for us to look into, which we will and review and probably talk about on a future episode of the podcast. If not, on the website or in our magazine. We'll get to it. Trust us. We'll cover it at facebook.com/landofesh. So I would ask you what shit you're digging this week, but this entire episode is basically a shit we dig episode.
I have something, though.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Well, what shit are you digging this week,
Pam? My word, Hebro. And she-bro. Yeah, I'm digging it. I'm just digging. Digging! So, yeah.
Okay.
All my Hebros out there say, what? You know what I'm talking about. Oh. How you doing?
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
All right. That's it.
All right. I'm Ninja Sissa.
And I'm Pandalicious.
And we are out of here, people.
See ya
next week. This is my disclaimer, as I'm required to do this, and I'm only happy to do this, and let you know that I actually own Apple stock. So when I talk about Apple things, and you purchase those things, I can profit by it. But this is not endorsed, nor am I biased in any way, other than I own the stock.